The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Gaines from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. Episode 5. It's almost over. We are on our way to the season finale. And I hear wedding bells. They're a chiming. But I think there's going to be some drama before we get there. What do you think?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of drama before we get there. I can already feel it. Because it's Total Bellas. That's what there is. There's always drama on Total Bellas. That's why it's such a fun show. And it's called Bella Family Secrets.
I have a feeling this is going to be a heavy one, y'all. So everybody buckle up, get comfy, because we're going to tell you about it all after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra, Total Bellas, right here at WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday,
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
Well, I walked around the world to find my way back home. I had to see the light to make it on my own.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Bellas, episode 5. Good God, we're almost at the end, and the tension is mounting. We're seeing the...
Oh, yes, it is.
We're seeing the recap from last week, where we see all the drama from Daniel and Nikki's fight to Daniel leaving and his breakdown. You know, Nikki being worried about her sister and feeling guilty for questioning Brian. And, well, now we are Casa de Cena. We're with the sisters.
Life isn't perfect. You'll have many ups and downs. Sometimes you'll just... When things are down, sometimes you need a margarita to make things better.
A freaking man, Brie. Amen. Where is my tequila?
It's over there.
So this should be fun based on the previews. Let's see. We're still having the down of Brian's life. He's now... To catch everybody up, if you didn't listen last week, first of all, why not? Shame on you. Second of all, Brian is in Phoenix. Bree's in Florida with everybody else. We're now riding in a golf cart. We're hanging our feet out of a golf cart, which is completely not safe. Do you want to lose a foot?
Maybe.
And now we're at the beach.
With Bree and Johnny Laurinaitis. She wants to send the picture of the sunset to Brian, and she wasn't sure. Laurinaitis is like, you should. So he's trying to make it a positive thing. Here comes Nikki, his neck brace, and the sister and the mother, sister-in-law and mother. JJ's taking pictures of his wife in the water.
Don't throw her in the water with the phone in her hand. I think Bree's drunk again.
Well, this is right after she was drunk. The day has not advanced.
Okay.
This is the evening.
Okay, we're still drinking. Okay, all right. Got it. I'm now up to date on my mixology, or drunkology, whichever you want to call it. And now we're basically having the heartfelt talk between Nikki and Bree, where Bree says she hasn't changed, that Brian has just really kind of brought out who she really is. And Nikki just misses her sister.
Yeah.
And Bree has the same feeling. She feels like John has taken Nikki away from her.
They need to be involved in each other's lives more, is basically what it's boiling down to.
And it's really hard to do that when one lives in Arizona and the other lives in Florida.
Doing some sort of fancy skipping, dancing, hopping things. Bree's going to fall over because she's drunk.
Is it a secret twin handshake thing? Except it's a foot shake?
I guess so.
Is that a thing? Do we have any twins that listen to the show? Is that a thing?
More the Bella twins. Friends are there.
We can stop screaming now. Seriously, we can stop screaming now.
We all have nipples.
John Laurinaitis is like really embarrassed right now, and so is the brother, because Bree is letting it all kind of sort of hang out in her top, so to speak. Like, it's tasteful, but it's a basically open front.
Is she stealing our gimmick?
She's stealing the gimmick.
Well, she's doing tasteful nipple. We're tasteful Saibu. The pre-show to the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. And they're toasting to nipples.
How much have they had to drink?
It's been a long day.
It's been a really long day.
Bree's leaving.
She's going to go home to Brian. She needs to be there. She needs to be home.
She can't be without him. She wants to be his emotional support.
And that's completely awesome. Plus, you know, it's... And we'll get into this on the break. As John Laurinaitis toasts his blushing bride. And we get a scrumptious-looking dessert.
Wait, it's a starter to the dessert.
Did they get her a stripper?
They got her a stripper.
With John Laurinaitis, like, right there.
They know who John Laurinaitis... The stripper knows who John Laurinaitis is. They saw him on TV.
God. And he's like half into it, half not.
Mm-hmm. And the server just walked by, what the hell's going on?
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
The brother was not into it. The stripper was so nice.
JJ is so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, look, we're still drinking. So anyway, back to Bree, as we're discussing what's going to happen. Basically, they've asked about counseling, and there's a psychologist coming to the house, and they're going to another doctor after that. And her number one priority is Brian, and that's what she's going to work on right now. Which is awesome. So, As we go to break, perfect, because now I can make my point without other strippers and drama and everything. Oh god, there's Nikki Bella's butt. Okay. Alrighty! It's gonna be that kind of episode, y'all. That kind of episode.
This seems like a very serious episode.
Serious, but not serious. I feel like it's when Brian said, I'm going to be alone, and I'm gonna be alone for 3 weeks, it's like, given his state of mind and in what a dark place he's in, it's almost... like, you're sitting there going, do you really want to leave him alone? Because that sounds like it could be potentially very, very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
It's like, I get he wants to refocus himself. He wants to find himself. He wants to do all that. And I'm sure Brian would never consider doing something to hurt himself.
But you never know, because in that state, you just never know.
Yeah, so it's like when he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go be by myself for 3 weeks, and I'm going to go to the woods. It's like, maybe not.
You're going to leave a trail of breadcrumbs so we can find you?
Yeah, because that's a little worrying. Because he's in a very, very dark place right now.
Yeah, he's in a very dark place at this point in the timeline. And it's scary. It's scary to think about. You want him to give them their space, but at the same time, you, especially for Brave, she worries. And everyone should worry about him.
Well, this is the love of her life. This is the man that she has laid all her hopes, all her dreams on, that she has chosen to spend the rest of her life with, that she wants to have a family with. Everything is kind of pinned on Brian. And if something were to happen to Brian, I don't think Bree would ever fully recover from it. She's that in love with him, and he's that in love with Bree. They're two peas in a pod. They're meant to be. And it's the sweetest thing you'll ever see, but it's like, I would hate for anything happen to him, one for him and two for her.
Right. Especially, she won't forgive herself if something happened to him and she did not do anything to help.
Yeah, if she was in Naples partying it up and he went home and something happened to him and she didn't know, and she either found out by phone or she wasn't there, yeah, she would never forgive herself.
So that's why she's basically going home now. She's going to make sure she's there to make sure Brian's okay.
Yep.
Even though he's doing the right things, and as a counselor's coming or whatever, or a therapist, you still have to make sure.
Yeah, you don't want anything to happen in the interim. I didn't realize psychiatrists came out to your house.
Well, when you have the kind of bank he does,
yeah,
you can afford to have one come to your house. You can have therapists come to your home.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome. Although I think he's having one come to the house, and then there's another one that they're going to. I guess it's two therapists. Anyway. As we're back from break, it's the next day. Bree is left, or leaving.
They're having breakfast.
We're drinking at breakfast.
They're wondering who's going to take Bree's spot today with all the drinking.
Looks like JJ's making up for it.
Apparently avocado gives babies chubby cheeks.
And JJ's really, really, really seriously wanting a boy.
And now he's going to get a massage.
Manly.
They're talking about whether, you know, what happens if it's a girl. Will JJ accept the child?
Like, she'll be happy no matter what, but she's really, really concerned he's going to reject the baby if it's not a boy. And now we just had an Anne Boleyn reference.
Just for the record, all guys want a boy first.
Seriously?
It's a thing.
It's a man thing?
It's a man thing. You hope for the boy first. Because then, if you have a second child... the boy will be the older one who will protect his younger sister. Make sense?
The older sister can't protect the younger brother?
When it comes to dudes, it's the other way around. I don't know. That's just sort of how it goes.
Anyway, now we're talking about body positivity and how Mama Bella does not feel positive about her body. She doesn't like her thighs. And Nikki just calls her mother the hottest cougar ever.
That's an awkward phrase.
I mean, way to think your mom's hot, but hottest cougar. That's weird.
They want the mother to experiment.
So she's taking her cute little suit top off. She's very self-conscious. It's just the girls and the cameraman.
And then the cameraman, yeah. Now they're taking the photo. They're trying to make the mother feel good about herself heading into the wedding.
As they should. And Nikki put the picture out. And now they're reading all the positive comments.
Now we're in Phoenix.
It's about to get real, y'all.
Bree comes home. To find Daniel Bryan.
And he's really not any better. He's very down. He's very quiet. He doesn't sound happy about the therapist and Dr. Jane.
No, he doesn't.
Bree's asking him what's going on. She wants to know. That may not have been the best thing to say, Bree. Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
And she's trying to be supportive, and she's telling him, I'm here for you, and I want to be a part of it, and I want to support you and get you through this hard time. And she says she can still feel the sorrow and the sadness. He's a little better, but not back to his old self. And now she's going to go unpack. And she loves him.
As he sits there, eats his apple.
He doesn't want her there. I think he does, but he doesn't.
I don't think he wanted that camera there.
No, I don't think he does either. Holy Jesus!
Holy Nikki's boobs. They're full on display.
I mean, wow.
And the necklace points right.
I can't look away.
You can't look away from the boobs.
I can't stop staring at her breasts. I mean, I'm serious. I can't. They're right at my eye level. I'm trying to look up at her face, and it's just like...
Because the thing points right down to them. It's directing you to her boobs.
Okay, I have to hold my hand up over the screen so I can look at her face. And basically what's going on right now is she's talking to her brother about constantly saying that, you know, the baby's going to be a boy and how it hurts his wife's feelings. And she tells him that, you know, dude!
Told you. It's a thing.
That's really a guy thing.
It is. Don't tell me it's not for girls. Girls don't want girls first.
No.
Then you're wrong on that one, because it is. It's a thing.
I don't.
You're weird, so you don't count.
Girls are evil little creatures. We are evil, evil, evil things. Especially when we're little.
That's why you need the boy first to handle all that.
Hey, you just teach the girl to handle it. And basically he's saying he wants a boy. To make up for the relationship he had with his father. And he wants to be a better dad than his father was. But again, Jesus Christ, your boobs. My God.
Nikki's boobs are just right there.
Nikki, honey, put those things away. They're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. I do not need to see that much of your breasts. I really don't.
I think we've seen a full breast. This is.
I think that does officially count as one boob.
Because if you take the one half and the other half, that is a full breast. Assist.
Minus the nipple.
I'm just going to go there. It was minus the nipple.
We got Bree's nipples earlier, so we've now officially seen a full boob. And Now we see Mama Bella, she comes strolling in, she's looking all hot and sexy.
So we've finally seen a full boob here on the rack?
Yes, we've finally seen a full boob here on the rack. And we're getting mom boob right now.
The brother's there, it's the most awkward thing.
And it's the last night in Naples, we're having dinner, we're celebrating.
You can tell he's so drunk saying this right now.
But he's saying it?
He's saying it, but he is... totally wasted. You can hear it in his voice.
You can look at him and tell he's drunk.
And they have a touching moment.
They kiss and make up. And basically, JJ's wife takes off. And they all head back to the hotel.
They are raising the roof.
They are drunk.
They are 1, 2, 3.
He is wasted. He's like completely wasted.
Well, he was playing the part of Brie. See, right there, we think we're seeing a lot of Nikki's boobs. Or not, compared to what she was wearing before. So they're going...
We're going to the pool. We're all drunk, and we're going to the pool. Somebody's already getting naked. Nikki's getting in the pool fully clothed. So is the mother. Somebody's running around in their underwear.
One of the friends.
This feels like every family function I've ever been to. Speaking of Nikki's boobs, they're about to fall out of that top.
And her towel just fell off, and there's her ass. And she tries to hold her other stuff up against her top so her top doesn't come down.
I don't know why that's so bad. She wears the equivalent of ring shorts.
Oh, I know.
Like, that's not even awful.
Hey, 24 minutes in, or 20-something minutes in, John Cena makes an appearance.
And they're trying to get the dog to come down the stairs. He's not coming down the stairs.
He climbed down the steps.
Aww.
Wow. Wow.
Just tell me how you feel, John.
He spent every second he had with the dog.
And he's made it clear, it's her dog.
And it sucked, yeah.
Wow.
John Cena, not a dog person. Because it's like a child. He doesn't want to take care of it.
I just have no words for that. That's, like, cruel.
Brie missed TV, and they're still building their home. Now I'm trying to figure which TV she missed.
She wasn't wrong.
I think she did miss a week. You never know that, because...
Yeah, the way that they booked it.
The way they booked it, and the girls are never always on TV all the time.
Yeah, because this was, like, kind of the start, really, of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God!
All right, so...
Okay!
Yeah, where do you want to begin?
All right, I know Brie meant it as supportive, but to say that, you know, well, I'm coming to the end of my career, and these are the last weeks, and WrestleMania is the busiest time for me, I don't think that was really the right thing to say. Like, I guess she was trying to empathize with him, but your career is ending because you're choosing to end it, his career is ended because he physically can't continue.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
This is all he's ever wanted to do with his life.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Like, this is it.
Yeah, it is. It's all he's wanted ever to do. I mean, she was trying... Her heart was in the right place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, if she's an awful person for saying it, that's not true at all. She was trying to be empathetic. She's trying to make him feel better, but I just feel like, because you saw the look he gave her, and it's like, that's the completely wrong thing to say, because it's almost like, well, at least you get to go to WrestleMania.
I can't.
And if you think about it, Daniel really, didn't he have, like, his last match, really, at Mania? Or did he get one more title defense after he won the IC title? I'm trying to remember.
I'm sitting here thinking.
Because I know he didn't have that many matches after...
He did wrestle once on SmackDown, maybe? Didn't he do Wrestle Luke? Maybe?
Maybe.
Alright, you continue on. I want to do some research.
Live Googling here on the Rack Extra. So yeah, so you know that wasn't necessarily the right thing to say. And Brie, they're right in the sense that Brie absolutely deserves the right to enjoy this. This is the end of her career. You know, she's worked extremely hard to get where she is, to get this moment at WrestleMania, to get everything. She's busted her butt for what, like 10 years, something like that? So she absolutely deserves it as we come back from break. And we'll get more into it, but yeah, right, wrong thing, semi-right time. Anyway, we're back at the Danielson house. She's making lunch, dinner?
Food.
Oh, he's still holding on.
He's just sitting there shaking his head. And she's talking about his struggles. He pulled away.
Because she's telling him no. Wow. Bree's basically telling him to give it up. That's what's going on. Essentially, he believes the test is an anomaly, that there's a chance, and she told him it's a 1% chance. It's over. It's done.
And he knows it, too.
And he knows it, but he wants her to be with him on this. He wants her to believe that there's a chance, and she just tells him no. We have to move on. We have to stop. This has to stop. And Daniel Bryan just breaks down.
She tells him she knows how board wrestling is to him.
So that was a really heavy moment.
I told you they were coming.
It's like, oh, that's a kick to the feels, and there's more coming. Yay! It's that episode where we just get kicked in the feels repeatedly. All right! So let's talk about John Cena and the dog, because I don't want to talk about...
First, stats. Final in-ring match was teaming up with United States Champion John Cena defeating Cesaro and Tyson Kidd at the April 14th SmackDown taping.
So pretty much right after Mania.
Yeah, 2 weeks after WrestleMania, and then he was pulled from the European tour.
Yeah, I figured, I knew it wasn't long after Mania. I knew he had wrestled after WrestleMania, but it wasn't.
He had like two matches.
He had like two matches. So yeah, and he didn't get to end his career the way that he wanted. But we'll wait till a little bit later on Brian, because there's more coming. You know there's more coming. Let's talk about Cena and the dog. What the hell?
I don't know.
That's like, I feel really bad for her. I feel supremely bad for her. Because it's like, all she wants is something to love when he's not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he won't let her have a child, so, okay, I want to get a dog. Okay, you can get a dog, but I'm not going to do anything for the dog. Like, this is the person that's living with you, this is the person that, you know, you're going to spend potentially the rest of your life with, so you claim, and you're not even going to help her take care of a dog.
Right. It's just a sign of where he stands as far as children go. It really does.
I mean, that's borderline cruel.
Because they said, here's another thing. Dogs, pets, are the first stage of building the family. It's the test animal.
Oh, I know that.
And right now, he doesn't want to do it, go through the test. He's doing it. He's grinning and bearing through it, but he wants no part of it.
But that's almost cruel to do to her.
It's very cruel to her. It's playing with her emotion.
Because, yeah, on one side it is, okay, well, let's see how we handle a dog. Let's see if we can take care of a dog. That's what you do, but at the same time, it's like, he's never there, right? Right now, he's constantly rehabbing. Her sister has gone off to be with her husband, who is having a mental breakdown. Her mother is getting married. Her brother is having a child, and she's being left behind. All she wants is something to love. Like, that's so cruel.
It is cruel. We're back, by the way.
We're going to a painting class with a really interesting painting, and we have John Cena showing up in a suit, and he just grabbed her boobs.
He goes, second base. She goes, you think Winston ruins our date night? He's like, yep.
Oh my god!
Tending to a dog is a giant obligation of time.
And he wanders off. Like, he just leaves him alone.
See? We just brought this up.
Yeah, they're bringing up the whole kid thing.
Nikki didn't even think about it like that. It's like...
Lies. She thought about that. And now we're critiquing the paintings. We have a Jackson Pollock meets stilettos. Art can just be art, y'all. You don't have to have this, like, explanation. And, oh Jesus, John Cena painted a penis.
Nikki sees two birds kissing.
He painted a penis.
Balls and penis.
Balls and penis. The penis is ejaculating. Oh my god. Oh, and it has wings.
John Cena's penis has wings.
That's for five.
He says it's a hammer crushing two lemons. Because life gives you lemons. You make lemonade.
JJ's getting it. JJ's seeing it. The teacher's seeing it.
Peace and growth. Cena was doing Nikki's fake smile. He painted. At least he's able to paint a penis?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're in the foothills of Arizona with Bree and I think the sister-in-law.
For a photo shoot.
For a photo shoot. Bree's having a vent session right now with
JJ's wife.
With JJ's wife, and she's kind of letting a lot of it out.
Her name's Lauren, by the way.
Lauren, yes, Lauren. Sorry, Lauren. And now Bree breaks down.
She's now, you know, her career's coming to an end, and it's all, she's trying to enjoy it, and she can't because of Brian. He's like, Brian needs me.
That's some really good eye makeup. It's not even smearing.
She's having a hard time staying strong.
Oh, we're going to the doctor's office, y'all.
But not for the good reason.
Not for the good reasons.
Mm-mm.
So again, back to the doc. We'll get to Brian and Brie. I promise. We'll do it at the end. End on a high note. Honestly, seriously, you're making that big of a deal about that. Like, I just can't get over that. Like, he literally just wants her to be alone with him. Except he leaves her there, in that house, by herself.
Yeah.
That's what he wants for her. That is horrible.
Yeah.
That is really, truly, seriously horrible.
It is. It's very horrible. It's a horrible thing to do to a person.
And it's like, again, and I was making this point before we came back. I get it. You know, the dog is the starter to a family. It's solidifying the relationship. It's taking the relationship to the next step. He doesn't want that. This is not about the dog. This is about that John Cena does not want to go to that next step with Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Whether it be marriage or kids, he is definite. And this has been a constant theme through Total Divas. He does not want to do either thing. No matter what. And I'm sorry. I just can't get over it. It's cruel. And that's all I can say is it's just cruel. Like, I feel like the least he can do, because granted, he does do a lot for her, but it's like the least you can do is be okay with the dog. Because if they didn't let Josie in the main part of the house, what do they do to Winston? Does he have to stay cooped up somewhere so he doesn't shed all over the house?
I guess Winston doesn't shed.
And he's a French bulldog, same as Josie. He's a puppy.
I wonder if they let the dog into the bedroom.
Oh, I would bet not.
The dog has his own room. It's called the doghouse.
Probably.
You can go visit a dog in the doghouse. It's a nice big room.
Well, before they were putting him in like a playpen type area to keep him contained inside.
Yeah.
As we come back from break, we have Brie continuing to vent.
Now after a good cry, it's time to get in the photo shoot mood.
And Lauren offers encouragement to Brie. She's like, you can do the thing.
The good thing is, Brian is getting the help he needs. And there's Brian, and he's smiling.
So that's gotta be the new house they're filming at.
No, I don't think it is, because they're still building the house.
So where is he shooting that at? Is that the house in Washington?
Might be. I don't know.
But anyway, he's saying that he's got to come out of it for his family, for Brie, for their future children, for all of it.
They're going to have a little venture today, get some food.
They're just going to spend time together, and they're just going to find a way out of this together, which is really sweet. And now we're back at Casa de Cena. Oh god, John Laurinaitis has a lighter. He doesn't know how to get it started. Oh yes, let's add more lighter fluid to it, because, you know, that always makes it go. Oh god, we're turning up the gas. Oh Jesus. Oh!
He just started the fire.
Holy crap, he almost took his eyebrows off. That was awesome.
The fire was burning until, I don't know.
And John's not there.
He's doing voiceovers. John Laurinaitis is like, did you tell your children? And he's like, she's like, I don't know. He's like, is there something you want to share? And she's like, not now.
And JJ and Nikki are confused.
She's going to yell at him.
Oh, he's in so much trouble.
Oh, she has implants.
Well, she said that before.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, she said that one of the seasons of Total Divas that she has implants.
Oh, I forgot.
Because she and Nikki were comparing.
She felt a lump in her breast.
So she's, okay, she's been putting it off. John Laurinaitis is concerned. He wants her to get it checked out.
By the way, he looks like a ghost in the shot they were doing.
Yeah, he does. Johnny doesn't want anything to happen to her, which is really sweet. Basically, she doesn't want to tell the kids until she knows. She's found a lump. She's known about it for about 6 weeks. She thinks it's just her implant. She's not sure, but she's basically going to get it checked out after her wedding, and she wants to wait until after then to be able to tell her children to know whether or not it's good or bad. And John Laurinaitis wants to tell them now, just in case, so they're prepared, so it's not like she gets married, and then they get hit with this huge bombshell of, oh, hey, by the way, I have breast cancer.
Well, happy couple. Happy couple. Very happy couple.
Well, I think it's sweet. Honestly.
No, I'm in his camp.
That he wants to involve Nikki and JJ and Brie, that he wants to make sure that her children know, that her children are aware of what's going on, that she's keeping this from them, and it's for really also her personal safety. He is concerned. He is worried. A lump in your breast is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. And what they tell you with cancer, the earlier you catch it, the better. So if you find it and you're waiting to get it checked out, you're basically taking time off your clock, where it can go from it being fine to it being not fine, depending on how aggressive it is, if that's what it is. And they tell you, you find it, you go get it checked. It's not a do not pass go, do not collect $200 thing. It's you go get that crap checked.
Right.
That day, if you can.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if you can't get into the doctor or whatever, but it's...
That week, get there.
Yeah, get there as soon as you can kind of thing. So I think it's really sweet that he's like, no, you need to tell them. Because here's the thing, even if it's nothing, even if she's fine, they know.
Yeah.
And if it is something, they know too. And they can be there for her. They can help her through it, rather than it's this huge emotional bombshell.
Right.
They can go through it with her and support her, because that's what families do.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just kind of took over.
You're good.
This has been a roller coaster ride.
I told you from the beginning it was going to be. I told you.
I know.
I warned you. I did. Just saying.
I just still can't get over the dog. I'm not going to be able to get over that for a while.
Well, I know. I know you won't.
Because he's like, okay, yeah, let's give the dog away to Bree and Brian.
Because they're willing to adopt it.
They're willing to adopt it because I think they know that they know what's going on with it.
Yeah.
And we're back. We're in Fort Lauderdale. We're seeing the airport, the beach. They came in on a private jet.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. We're at this beautiful house, and we're getting ready for the wedding. It is a beautiful house. Nice view.
And they're renting this house?
Yeah. The sad thing about that place is it's probably a vacation house. Oh, Johnny. Johnny, no. Johnny, oh, God. Oh, God, Johnny. Johnny, you did not just do that. So John Laurinaitis just told Nikki and JJ that Mama Bella has lumps in her breasts, despite her expressed wishes not to say anything. Now he tells us that he lost his mother, and that's where his concern's really coming from. Oh God, now Nikki's gonna go say something.
Effin tell you.
She tried. She made an effort.
She did.
And now they're basically arguing over whether she should get it checked or not. Should it be our family? Johnny, you should not be in that room right now. She's gonna throw something at you.
She doesn't want any other family to know.
Johnny, honey, you just stepped in it.
Basically, yeah.
I get your concern, but when your fiancé tells you, I don't want my children to know, that's kind of when you're like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna respect your wish. Instead, what does he do? He tells her children and pisses her off further. And I think this is like days before the wedding, isn't it?
Since they're in the house for the wedding, yeah.
Dude, you don't do that like days before your wedding. I understand he's concerned. I understand he wants her to get it checked out. But he basically sold her out to her kids. Where he's like, yeah, she didn't want to say anything. She wanted to keep it a secret until, you know, kingdom come or whatever. Johnny, honey, no. And we're back from break. We're at the house. Oh, looks like we're going to the doctor's office.
The day before.
Johnny, why would you do that the day before your wedding? Honestly, why? Why? God. So we're going to the doctor's office, the lady doctor's office.
They got into this doctor really fast, didn't they?
Almost like it was planned. And now they're talking about how this is a complete opposite, that the mom's getting checked out and the daughter's, you know, there is support. We have the doctor and the nurse's assistant come in. So she just got her boobs done. She just got her mammogram done. Okay, so her sister has had it?
At the same age.
At the same age. Oh, when it comes out, she noticed it 6 weeks ago. And Nikki's upset. And we're seeing the preview for next week. And we're getting the fallout. Oh, Nikki. No, you did not do that. No, Nikki. No. That's a bad Nikki. Bad. Bree. Oh, Jesus is going down next week.
They remind you to go to Coleman for the cure.
I need episode 6. I need it now. I have a need, y'all. I have a mighty need. There is crap going down next week. There's crap going down on this episode, but next week. Holy crap, next week. Yes!
To summarize, we feel bad for Brian.
Well, okay. We need to talk about Brian, because now we can fully go into Brian and Bree without commercial breaks, and that's partially why I was, like, holding it back, was, like, getting interrupted due to the show.
Well, go.
So, Brian's in a dark place. He's in a very dark place. He's trying to find himself in whatever life he's going to have post-wrestling. He's essentially having an existential crisis because it's, what do I do with my life? The one thing I wanted to do was over. I had no backup plan. I don't know what to do. And Brie, I get, is trying to be empathetic. She is trying to help him in any way she can. And she's caught in a really awkward spot because for her, it's, she's worked her entire career to get this moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting her retire at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That is a benchmark that's basically left for very, very few. Not everybody gets to retire at Mania. And most of the women don't get a send-off. Most people don't get a send-off. They just sort of, a lot of them just fade into the background, and that's it.
They fade away until they fade away to become obsolete?
No.
Obsolete!
No, bad. But... so she's dealing with that. And then on top of it, she's dealing with Brian, who's having this crisis, who doesn't know what to do, who is clinically depressed. He's down. He's not himself. He's a little, and I think he's honestly a little bit bitter and a little bit resentful.
Yeah.
Because she made that comment, well, you know, I'm going to WrestleMania. This is the busiest time of year for me. And he just kind of looks at her. And it's this moment of, at least you get to go to Mania, which is what we were talking about earlier before we had to do the Googling, where it's, Brian has had his last Mania. He will never go to WrestleMania as a wrestler again. He understands what Mania is, what it's like. He's main evented. He's won the title. He's done all these amazing, huge things at WrestleMania. And now it's over, and now it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And now his wife is getting ready to retire at WrestleMania and have this huge moment, a moment he will never have.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
If you think about it, Brian's last match was a throwaway match on SmackDown. That's what it was. It was a throwaway match on SmackDown. That was his last match. Whereas Bree's getting to go out really on top. The only thing that could have made it better is if she had the title, but I get why they didn't give her the title. Completely fine with that. So I think there's a lot of resentment from Brian to Bree because she's getting to go out the way that she wanted to go, and he's not. He never did, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. I'm following you.
Because he's having to watch John Cena and Nikki Bella and everybody else carry on with their lives and carry on there with their careers. And he's done. It's over. Everything he's ever wanted is over. And now he has to find his place again. And Brie, being the wonderful, selfless person that she is, she's trying to be there for Brian. She's trying to help him. And she's trying to deal with her career ending and everything that she's ever worked for is coming to fruition. And you can tell she feels guilty for enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. But she shouldn't.
She shouldn't. She absolutely shouldn't. She's worked hard for this moment. She deserves this moment. But she feels guilty for enjoying it because she understands Brian will never have what she's about to have.
Right.
And I think there will always be potentially a little bit of resentment there that he never got that. Because he's worked just as hard as she has to get where he was, and he never got that moment. Just that's what I'm picking up on based on him, because he pulled away from her.
He did. It was very noticeable. She leaned in, and he pulled away.
Because you can tell... He's desperate.
He's clinging on for hope. It's always been there. It's still there.
He honestly believes, and it's a level of denial, where it's like, no, it can't be over. There's hope. There's a chance. Because you hear him almost begging her. Where it's, I don't want to say this because it's not an apt comparison by any means, but it's almost like an addiction.
No, it is. No, it is. It is an addiction. It's in your blood. It's in his blood. It's getting rid of it out of his system. He has to detox from pro wrestling. It is an apt comparison. He has to detox from wrestling. Everyone who knows Brian knows he had to go through that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people were amazed he came back for the Cruiserweight Classic. They're amazed why he was saying no to every other project. He was detoxing himself from wrestling. That's why they got rid of the Appreciation Nights. He had to get away.
He had to stop being a part of it.
And I think he was going back to school.
Yeah, he was.
He was doing something. I forget what it was.
He was going to get like some kind of, I think, management degree or something like that. I forget what exactly he was going to do, but obviously that got put on hold, or he's doing that in addition to everything else.
But he sort of, that he had to detox from wrestling. It is an addiction. It really is. Because it's been his life since 16 years old.
And if you think about it, you see him sitting there, begging her to agree with him, begging her to say, well, let's get the test done one more time.
Because here's the thing, there's always new tests, and there will always be a new test. So for him, there is always a hope.
Yeah.
Because there was a brand new test a couple months ago that people were starting to take that could show he's okay. And I think one of them showed he was okay.
I think a lot of them showed he was okay, but when they took him to the WWE doctors and the WWE doctors ran their test, because they ran a different type, he was not okay.
Because of his history. Despite whatever the other doctors would say, he told the history of his concussions. He mentioned seizures. He mentioned it all. That's why WWE will never clear him, because he was too, he was honest to a fault.
And it's high risk. They're trying to do this to save his health. They're really trying to do this to save his life. The last thing they want to have happen is he get a concussion or something happens to him in the ring and he dies in the ring.
Yeah, and that's what it's always been about.
They're trying to protect him. And we've been saying that ever since this whole deal started, and I think he knows that, but it's that you can hear it in his voice, you can see it in the way that he's acting, that it's, they're wrong.
It's knowing and accepting. They're two different things. He knows it all. He can't accept it all.
Because you saw Bree sitting there looking at him going, they gave you 1% chance. Because he's going, there's hope. There's a chance. There's a hope. And Bree's like, it's a 1% chance.
Because also going to every single doctor, the money he has, he's wasting it going to doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor to try to get back into it.
Yeah, it's like Bree finally put her foot down and had to tell him, look, enough is enough. You're done.
Like, you can reevaluate your life a couple of years later, but you gotta get away from it and see where you're at.
Yep, and you see him just break down, because I think he really wanted her to be like, yeah, let's do this. Let's go get another test done. Let's go talk to more doctors. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do whatever we can to get you back in the ring. I think that's what he wanted her to say, and Breeze wasn't going to say that. It's...
because they've been doing that for 2 years.
Because they've been doing it for 2 years, and she's probably tired of it. And it's like, her main concern is Daniel's health. And the last thing she wants is for anything to happen to him. And she said that to him. She's been saying that to him ever since this show started. Ever since, you know, for the last, like, what, 2 seasons on Total Divas?
Mm-hmm.
Her priority is Brian. Her concern is Brian's health. She doesn't want him to get hurt. She wants to have a life with him that is outside of wrestling. And now they've finally gotten to that point where they can have that life. And he just doesn't want. He doesn't want to accept it. He can't. No matter what he does, he can't.
No, he can't. Because he's been doing something for so long, it's hard to accept not doing it. And that's what he pointed out. It would be, it's forever. He can't do this forever.
But as they keep pointing out to him, there are other ways you can contribute.
But for someone with an addiction?
Yeah, it's not the same thing. I know, but eventually this may be enough for you.
And we'll see.
We'll see, but yeah. I just wanted to talk about that at length without interruptions because it's hard to talk about something like that with the show going on.
Like I said, this was a serious, serious show this week. There was a lot of shenanigans, but a lot of seriousness.
And John Cena painted a penis.
John Cena painted a penis, and we saw Nikki Bella's breast assist.
Breasts, because we saw one breast, technically. I feel like, and I love Nikki Bella, I adore Nikki Bella, I feel like, though, that we're going to see Nikki Bella's boobs from every angle by the time Total Divas and Total Bellas ends.
Total Divas starts in 2 weeks.
I know. It's like, I feel like that's what's going to happen. And plus, there's also SmackDown. Like, I just feel like I'm going to see her boob from almost every angle. By the time we're done.
All the boobs, all the time.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that. They're very nice. They're very attractive. They did good work on her, but still, it's just like, oh, hey, look, there's her breasts.
Oh, hey, look at her things.
Oh, hey, look at her things. And on that note, I think we're done. What do you think?
Yeah, the rack is done talking about Iraq.
Yeah, so... tune in Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the regular rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. But until that Thursday, so until then... he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!